Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Mary Ellen Hunter as she talks with her husband, John Hunter, about her bout of cancer 20 years ago, the treatment she undertook, and the discoveries she made during the process.
Yeah, I don't really remember after Thanksgiving of that year. I remember January.
Well, let me fill in a little bit of that, because you got so sick you couldn't eat anything because the tumors were preventing you from swallowing, and you lost an incredible amount of weight.
Right.
And you couldn't even get up out of the bed. You were so weak.
Yeah. But I remember that because of all the instructions from Lobsang, and that I was lying in bed. And you had me propped up with all, I think I had 11 pillows, is what I remember. And I remember also that I fell asleep and I had another dream. And in this dream, I was in Africa. And there were all these people that were starving. There was like a sea of people. And they were going around looking for little pieces of food on the ground. And everybody was very skinny. And when I woke up, I had this thought just before I woke up that many more people in the world are unhappy at any given time than there are people that are happy and people that are comfortable. And I remember that I didn't have any pain from then on, because I realized that I was just propped up with all these pillows. I had everything I needed. And I was so lucky, even though I had cancer and I seemed to be melting away daily. And then...
Then I called Gonzalez. I called Dr. Gonzalez. I said, Mary Ellen's just wasting away. She can't eat anything, can't keep anything down if she does eat something. And he said, as much as I hate to say this, because he didn't use chemo in his treatment, as much as I hate to say this, if this is happening, she needs to have another round of chemo.
Right. Yeah, and so... I guess you took me there. I remember.
I took you to the oncologist,
right,
in Albuquerque,
and it was the day after Christmas, wasn't it?
It was the day. It was a couple days before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And he had a Santa Claus hat on.
Right, I remember that, and he was that was Clark Haskins,
right,
in Albuquerque. Great guy.
Yeah.
And he was trying to explain to me how serious things were, and I remember looking at him and saying, well, Dr. Haskins, I believe you, but it's hard to take you serious with that hat on. And he ripped the hat off his head.
He got embarrassed.
Right. And he forgot that he had it on. And then I had...
The day after Christmas is when you started the next round of chemo.
Yeah. And then 3 weeks later...
It was less than that.
I was better, it seemed like, is what I remember. What do you remember?
You started the chemo on that Monday.
Well, this is unexpected. for a reason.
So you started chemo on Monday, and on Thursday, we were back at the house, and I said, I'm going to the store. And you said, well, I'm going with you.
Oh, right. Oh, I remember. We went to that Wild Oats, wasn't it, or something,
yeah,
on St. Francis in Santa Fe. Yeah.
Was that quick?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was amazing after months where you couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
And just within a couple of days, she said, oh, I'm going to the store with you. I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember, too, maybe it was that week, Elaine Givondo, you know, dear friend in Santa Fe, asked me if I wanted to go out to lunch. And I remember that we went to lunch, and I was so skinny that I couldn't really, it hurt to sit. And we had to leave soon because I had to go home and lay down because, you know, my sits bones were too much on a chair. Yeah. And then, right, the next time I saw the oncologist, it was like, wow.
It's a miracle.
It's melted away.
Yeah.
Right. So
what's your explanation? Why? You talked about Lapsang and Gonzalez and Amici. I mean, but you're now an oncology nurse practitioner. What would you say if somebody came in and this happened?
I think that first, having cancer for most people is random. It's like who gets the cold, who gets the sore throat. Some people get cancer. And I think the cure, now some cancers are curable with surgery, treatment, but I think overall that's also can be random too. It's like, you know, when do we die? It's we don't know. So why do I think I got the cure or cured or got to live longer? I think it was a combination of when it was discovered and the treatment and the serendipitous events of being in Santa Fe, where you have all the, you know, access to incredible healers and choices that I made. I remember one time we were in Albuquerque and I was walking down the street. I had no hair, a scarf on my head. I'm sure I was really skinny, looking like a cancer patient. And this total stranger stopped me and said, "You know what you need? You need some vitamin B." And that sort of woke me up to, I have to be careful who I listen to, you know? Who are you, you know? And I don't know. I think it was also that, do you remember, we knew some people who were traveling. Your mother knew someone who was going to the Wailing Wall, and they put my name in there. Someone else knew someone that went on a Hajj and prayed for me while they were going to Mecca. Though I think it was all just these events of being prayed for, being accepting, having incredible support from you. I mean, what were you doing at that time? Oh, you were getting your master's and your PhD, you know? We made some good decisions together.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen Hunter and her husband, John Hunter, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.